Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Peches, Erevin 88, back on the bottom of Pezayanam Abbez. The Gemara cited a Braisa which stated that Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya allowed the people of Tveria to do three things, and one of those three things was Tomanim Be'itza, that he allowed them to store their fruits in the leftover pod of the legumes. That meaning to say that even if they gathered them, they would gather these pods in the field early in the morning when the dew was still on them. And he would say, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya's position was that even though there was liquid on these pods, these pea pods, that the pea pods did not make the food that they stored in them were not hochshar lekabel tumah, that they did not acquire tumah. Normally, in order for a fruit to be able to become ritually impure, it has to have a liquid on it. But in order for to have the liquid on it, you have to want the liquid on it. And he was saying that even though, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya said, even though these pods have liquid on it, they don't make the fruits that they're storing capable of becoming tamei because they don't really want the liquids on it. And the Gemara cites a braisa that explains this on the bottom of Pezayin Amabez. The Gemara says, Tomnim be'etza mahi, what is this case? Titanya, we learned in the braisa, Hishkim lahavi pesolas, that if a person woke up early to bring in these pods from the field in order to store their fruits, Im bishvio shayesh alav tal, if they did it specifically because they want the dew on the fruits, that the dew had still not yet dried up. That's why they got it early in the morning, and they want to store the fruits specifically when there is the dew on it. Then harehu b'chiyutan. Then we're going to say that it's within the biblical concept of b'chiyutan that you want the water, the liquid on the fruits, and therefore the fruits that you store there are capable of contracting tumah at that point. But if the only reason why they went there early is because they're busy people, they have a lot of work to do, they have to get out to their jobs, and so therefore they don't really want the fruits to have liquid on them, it's just irrelevant to them, then the Gemara, the Braisa says that the fruits are not going to be capable of contracting tumah. It doesn't fit within this category of chiyutan, and therefore, for this reason, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya allowed them to store their fruits in it because they were just waking up early because they had to go to work. And we say, says the Gemara on the top of Peches Amar Alf, Stam Anshei Tveria Kami Shelo Yivata Mimoachto Dami. The people of Anshei Tveria, they were people who went to work. They were not people who stayed home all day. And so therefore, when we say the reason why they got up early in the morning was because they had work to do. And so therefore, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya says, look, that's the reason why they're getting this dew on their fruits, why they're storing it in these pods that have the dew on them. It's not because they want to moisten the fruits, but because specifically they have work to do. And so that's the way he explains it. So That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara, at least. And he says, and we learn from here that the people of Tveria, they were unique, that they were people, the majority of them were people who went to work and they were hard workers. And so therefore, as a result of this, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya allowed them to store the fruit in the pods. And what was it about these people of Anshei Tveria? What were they? Why were they considered so special? So and the Gemara in Megillah, there's several Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about the people of Tveria. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Alef 6a, says that Rava says that Reket is Tiberius, and that another name for Tiberius is Reket. And why was Tiberius called Reket? That She'afilu Rekonin Sheba Mleya Mitzvot Karimon. Even the empty people of Tiberius were filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate. And so what was the advantage of Tiberias over all the rest of the land of Israel? So that's a question that the commentaries discuss. So what was it specifically that made the people of Tiberias better than everybody else, or that they were more, that they were, that even their empty ones were filled with mitzvahs? Where does this merit come from? So someone has suggested that the reason is because that the Chidah says that the reason is because they ran out especially early to accept Shabbos upon themselves. Like we learned in the Gemara in Shabbos at 118b, and in Tiberias, that they would accept Shabbos while it was still daytime. And this merit of accepting Shabbos while it was still daytime, that caused them to be filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate. And so that's the reason Also says the Chidah that this is the reason why the Shechina and the Bezin HaGadol, we know from Gemara and Rosh Hashanah that they established that the last place they went as part of their trips of exiles was that the last place they stopped was in Tiberias. And so therefore also the redemption is also going to start in Tiberias. And all this comes as a result of the fact that they were especially careful there about the importance of keeping Shabbos, of guarding Shabbos, and even accepting Shabbos upon themselves earlier. Another explanation for where do the people of Tiberias get this merit from, is some say is because of the well of Miriam that was found in Tiberias, like is brought down in the Sefer Toldos Ari, that we learn that this also appears in Gemara elsewhere, that when they look down from the mountains above Tiberias, you're able to see the well of Miriam. And this well of the Miriam, this was something that was so meritorious for the people of Tiberias, the people of the well there, so that it made it so that even the empty people were filled with mitzvos, and also made them that they were people who were waking up early to study Torah and also engaged in a hard-working people, all protected by the slus, by the merit of the well of Miriam.